Frankly speaking, she's not an actress, she's a non-professional. It was very difficult to find the character, the girl who will play character in my film, because in this age it's not so easy to find a 15 years old. It's not so easy to find a good actress, because the young girl, they have kind of conscious, kind of they would like to play it, they would like to present her very good on the screen. And it is something what kills naturality and true. And maybe that is the reason, because I was looking in every place, normal school, in theaters and in some agencies and so on. And one of the places, it was the reform schools. I looked at in every reform school in Warsaw, and in one of them I found her, and she was very natural. She didn't care to me, to camera, and to other people standing behind and around her. She was just playing and acting very naturally. So it was the reason I took her to the film, and she played this main character.
And if I'm still not wrong, now she came back to what she was used to be doing before.
With her is like this, that every month is something new, because after screening, after shooting, he went back to reform school, but afterwards she was free. And when she was free, she made together with her gang 30 robberies. So she was catched and arrested, but she escaped and she disappeared. And when we have the premiere in Poland, we were looking for her to find her and to make a premiere with her and so on, and we couldn't find her. Finally we find her, but all the time the police was looking for her. But we found her, and she was with me, with some meeting, with audience, with on some discussion and so on. But all the time the police was looking for her. And during one interview, just similar like we hear, but it was in the car, and the journalist and she, they were in the car. And police came, asking, knocking to the window and telling, "Oh, this car is parked wrong. What are you doing here?" And then the police started to interested what is in the car, and they recognized my Tereska. And she was catched, and now she is in this jail for young people, and try to go to school and to work on her character. I visited her last Sunday. Sundays are the day you can visit the boys and girls there, and she was crying, because I thought I'm going to Italy with our film to present to Italian audience, and you couldn't go because you are here. So think about it, that next time, maybe in a few months, the film will be in another festival or anywhere, you could go with me if you will be a little bit more polite. Mm-hmm. I think that this language, let's say, I used is it comes from a traditional Polish documentary school. I mean that is no professional actors. Long lenses, it means that the camera is standing far away from the stage, from the event, what I put to the film, far away from actors, so they the actors could act, could behave very naturally because they have no impression that the camera is standing just behind their heads. So long lenses. And the observation, and I try in every scene. I try to find some true behavior, not only the things they were written in the scripts, but I try to find something behind just this situation from the script, some free behavior, something what comes. Freely from actors, from their behavior and so on. And so I use a lot of natural speaking. I mean that dialogues were in the scenes between teenagers. The dialogue were put to the scenes by them. They correct. The dialogue was written, of course, in the script, but they said, "Oh, this dialogue is old. We just talk a different way, different style." And some of the scenes were improvised. So it means that I know what will be the end of this scene and the beginning of this scene, but in the middle. I make some improvisation. It means that I ask her another one about that, and it was the question, and then Tereska was answering to this question, but the answer was her. The answer was coming from her conscience. I would like to find somebody in the character who is similar to the main character, to Tereska. Tereska is alone, and she would like to find love, to some feelings. And this people on the wheelchair is the same, is alone, and would like to be loved, to have somebody to speak to be understood by somebody and so on. And I think there are two outsiders. Tereska, the main character of the film, and this crippled man on the wheelchair is, let's say this, we call it alter ego of Tereska. It's the same situation like with Tereska.
And is there a meaning why in the end she kills him or she hurts him that much?
Yeah, because it's very funny because he was the somebody who was the friend of her. Only in these things with him, she was smiling. Before, she could behave open and friendly, only with him. And at the end. She is coming to him because he is the last station, let's say, because Tereska met a lot of very, very difficult and very hard things from the life. She was raped and she was alone and she couldn't go home. Everything was cancelled in her life. So she came to her friend, to this crippled man on the ridge. And he started the man asked her about this sexual things, and it was too much for her. It was too much that she came here to him because she thought that it is the place she can be safe. But he started to ask her about the sexual situation, about the love, and he started. And Tereska answered him, but started to tell him a dream, not about the rape. She is telling to him her dream about love. The love is beautiful, and it was everything very, very nice and very beautiful, but the reality was quite different because she was raped. And it was too much for her. I think that the man crossed this very small board, very small line that she must to beat him with this stick, and it is kind of reaction, mm-hmm. her let's say psychological reaction to all this badness she met before. Mm-hmm. Polisma is quite different. You can meet contemporary films and like my, who is a little bit in documentary style, and you can find very epic film with long shorts and made in a very old and professional way of shooting. I think the Polish school, the Polish film school in Łódź, Polish Film Academy, is very good because you can learn there a lot of styles. So you can learn this all master shot, long shots. Afterwards, you can cut it in editing room. You can cut it those shots, but the old way of making the films is with long shots and so on, and you can learn all those things. Even you don't need it afterwards, because the world is changing, so sometimes you don't need this old way of making films, but you should know how it works. Anyhow. And from the other side, it is this documentary observation fixed on the real life and on the true in the real life. So I think there are a lot of fields, you know, in this Polish school. So it's difficult to say it's like this. I think that there are some methods, and there are some filmmakers, they make in this direction, some filmmakers making in this direction.
And Poland and Polish cinema have big personalities in their cinema. Think about Wajda, Munka, Kieślowski, Kowalkowski, that we have here. This is very important, and I want to know if the people in Poland realize how big your cinema is, if they love it, and if they go a lot to cinemas.
It's funny because when I'm abroad, I used to hear like this, that we had great filmmakers like Wajda, Kawalerowicz, Munk, and so on, Kieślowski. But the problem of Polish critics and audience and sometimes cinema is that usually the Polish people don't like Polish cinema. So it's they say, oh, there are very good films in France, there are very good films in Czech, there are very good films in Soviet Union or in Russia. But there are very bad films in Poland, and it is the almost everyday situation. Anyhow, now it's a little bit better, I mean with audience. Because, let's say, in the beginning of the 90s, it was very, very difficult situation that audience didn't go to Polish films. They liked American films only. But now it's a little bit better because there are too much American films, and now they start to look to some Polish films. Films they talk about our problems, our ideas about us, and it is coming or growing slowly. But I think it will be more large situation, more that more people will come to see Polish films. And see, the action of the film takes place in mega blocks district. There are very huge prefabricated houses, and these mega blocks are gray. They have no color, and because I shot it in a digital camera, I shot this film, and the first version I had in color. And I noticed that this gray is not gray. This is something, sometimes it's something blue or something green and something like that. And it is something what is not true. So I decided to put away the color because now I have the gray walls and gray buildings and the reality who is gray. So I put away. I put out this color, and I think it's better because it's funny, but it's more gave to the film more true, more natural. Yeah, and if you notice, there is no music in the film. The music is only coming from sources in the film, like television or the choir in church is singing, it's okay. But there is no music from director, music. I mean, the music who paints something, who gives some feelings or who changes the scenes. And usually in every film you have music, at the beginning and the end and during, when the your main character is alone, you put music. Mm-hmm. And I decided to put music out. I had some music in it, but I saw it's something and this is the same with color, that it is too much paint, too much color, and it's not true. So I decided to put music out. At the first I didn't like hit Tereska. So he didn't hit her, and I think he loves her, and sometimes he's proud of her. Oh, my Tereska is going to the school. He will become the fashion designer or something like that.
He gives her money.
Yeah. And so he has some warm heart for her. From other side, he drinks. A lot of Polish people drinks. They don't behave like my father, that he disturbed this elevator with eggs and so on. But he drinks. But there are some scenes he's not drunk. Too, he's just sitting on the couch and watching television and so on. I think that is the character who comes from Polish reality, from these people. They have some problems with work, they are out of work, they are looking for work and so on. So it's very